Tanakoto e akohoa. Good evening, my friends. As I record this podcast, we haven't yet heard whether the country is shifting alert levels, but things are not looking promising with new cases in Waikato. I hope that wherever you are safe and well. Shall we turn to the Lord? E te whanau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God, who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Hear these words of Scripture. We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my King and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you gave us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we will make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. The reading for this evening is from Luke chapter 8. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. This is a reading that we're all very familiar with, but it is still a passage I puzzle over. The first bit is quite clear. It's all about ensuring the light can be seen. But then the next line veers off in what seems like a new direction. Take heed of what you hear. How does that connect with the light? And the last line is very unnerving. To try to get a handle on this, I read it in a number of translations, and I found the Message paraphrase really helpful. So here it is. No one lights a lamp and then covers it with a washtub or shoves it under a bed. No, you set it up on a lampstand so those who enter the room can see their way. We're not keeping secrets. We're telling them. We're not hiding things. We're bringing everything out into the open. So be careful that you don't become misers of what you hear. Generosity begets generosity. Stinginess impoverishes. If we read the passage this way, we can see how the whole thing ties together. We who have seen the light and have the light living within us must share that light with others. We who have heard the stories of God's might are called to praise his name forever. We cannot hear the message of salvation and keep it to ourselves. I think Jesus is speaking here against the idea of a personal religion or just cultivating a private spiritual practice. We hear this when people say, "Oh, I'm very spiritual, I'm just not religious." This is not an option for us. Our faith needs to be an integral part of who we are. It needs to inform who we are in private, in our faith community, and in the world. We have been gifted with something immeasurably precious. We cannot keep this to ourselves. We are called to share the gospel in every part of our lives, so that others, like us, may be drawn to the light of Christ. So I wonder, how does this reading challenge you? And how is Jesus speaking to you through it? Let's take just a moment to reflect. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for our country as we face the Delta variant of the COVID virus. We pray for healing for the sick and wisdom for our government. We pray that your love will soothe the fears of those who are afraid. We pray for strength and courage for those who are becoming disheartened or frustrated. We pray for protection over this nation of Aotearoa New Zealand. We pray that soon the day will come when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are Christ the Lord. We pray for unbelievers everywhere, that they may see your light and come to faith. We pray for revival in this nation. And we pray especially this night for those who we love, who need to know you. We pray for the church throughout the world, that it may be a beacon on a hill, calling all people to your wonderful love. We pray for Christian leaders, that they may be filled with wisdom and motivated by your love for your broken world. We pray for our own church, that we too may be a beacon of your love in this city. Give us a heart for the lost and the least. When we become introspective, turn us out towards you. When we are weary or discouraged, set your flame alight in us again. When we are timid or unsure, set our feet upon a rock. We pray for our church leadership, that they may not rely on their own strength, but on the strength and grace of your mighty arm and your great love. We pray for ourselves, for courage and grace. Give us generous hearts. May we live out your gospel in such a way that the people we encounter are drawn to you. May we be your light. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us in prayer over the last few weeks. It really has been a joy and a blessing to pray with you. Please keep our team in your prayers as we discern and pray about the future of evening prayer. If you would like to continue praying evening prayer, or you have any feedback, please let me know. And feel free to go back to the prayer times already recorded on this website. May I say a final blessing over you as we end this season of evening prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and give you his peace, now and forever. Amen. God bless you, my friends. Ka kite anō.